So the question was asked, when we look at the mitzvot, do we say the Ribbono Shel Olam specifically wanted you to have black straps on your tefillin because of all kinds of deep reasons? Or are these mitzvot the way Hashem told us, okay, I want you to do a bunch of decrees, this is what I want you to do. There is a reason, there isn't a reason. That's a separate question. So the question really goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if a person looks at a mitzvah and says, you see how merciful Hashem was, he told us not to take the mother with the baby. So that's wrong. The Mishnah says it's not true. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave decrees. And the question is, what's pshat in that Mishnah? So there's a big machlokas rishonim, and we will deal right now with the Rambam's interpretation, which is along the lines of what you said. What does that mean, their decrees? So there's no reason. Honor your father. Technically, it could have said, eat your father for dinner. But instead it said, honor your father. There's got to be some mitzvah. It's not that eating him is intrinsically bad or honoring him is intrinsically good. Okay. So what's really going on here? So let's take a step back for a second and let's ask another question. Can we say that honoring your father is a good thing? That's why Hashem told you to honor your father, because it's really a good thing. So then what you're in essence saying is that Hashem is bound by concepts of good and bad that predate the world. Is there really such a thing? Or do you say Hashem created a world, and he created a world where there are concepts of good and bad. So he created a world where honoring him is good, but he could have created a different world just as well. And that, I think, is the key to understanding that Rambam. That you can't say that Hashem did it this way because it's good, because that would mean that Hashem has a higher standard than himself, the standard of good. And what we're saying is that Hashem created the standard. He created the concept of good.
That almost sounds all like it's referring to more of the whole of underlying mitzvah. Well, we're getting into the whole, into all of this.
I think that even the Rambam, when the Rambam says that Hashem isn't bound by concepts or reasons, the Rambam nonetheless, in Mor Nebuchim, does give reasons for the mitzvah. So,
for the mitzvot or for the 30 details, which are kind of...
No, both.
Superfluous to the mitzvah.
Both. The Rambam gives reasons for both. So you see that on the one end, I'm supposed to have the perspective that says he created the concepts and then created the mitzvot, or created the mitzvot which created the concepts. Yistekel b'ra'i tov hara alma. And yet, from my perspective, there's still a legitimate understanding as to why I'm not supposed to shave the corners of my head. The Rambam, for example, says we don't shave it because that's what the Christian monks used to do, or the pagan monks used to do, and the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want us to be doing it like them. Now, Chazal tell us that, in fact, there are reasons for every single mitzvah. Everything that's going on in the mitzvah has a reason. Now, I don't remember that Chazal said about the details, but it seems obvious to me that it goes both ways. Once there's a reason for the mitzvah, then there's also a reason for the details. But Chazal say that if we would know the reasons, we would try to outsmart the mitzvahs. And you see, that's what happened. Shlomo HaMelech was told, don't marry too many wives, they'll steer your heart astray. And he said, no, I can do that. If that's the whole reason, I know how to do that. And the same holds true of all of us. Saying we would do that to all the mitzvot, but that certainly seems to indicate that there's real reasons there. That's what the Midrashim say in many places. Don't.